For this regular assembly meeting of the City of Bureau Wrangell, September 10th, 2013, at 7:00 PM. Pledge allegiance tonight be led by Assemblymember Ernie Christian, and after which, if you remain standing for the invocation, to be given by Don McConaughey.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, send down upon those who hold office in the City and Borough of Wrangell the spirit of wisdom, charity, and justice, that with steadfast purpose, they may faithfully serve in their offices to promote the well-being of all people residing here. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Don.
We have one ceremonial matter to take care of tonight. That is a certificate of service. City of Bureau Wrangell, Alaska presents this certificate of service to Christie L. Jameson for her service and dedication on the Borough Assembly from April 2013 to August 2013. Christie, would you come forward, please?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Stokes.
Present.
Christian.
Here.
McCloskey.
Here.
Stowe.
Yes.
Wiederspoon.
Here.
And Mayor Jack.
Here. Amendments to the agenda.
I have one. Okay, I'd like to amend item G. And that is discussion of possible action, sending a letter to SEPA board members to request a vote to remove the Wrangell SEPA board member, and possible, I'd like to add, and possible action directing board member. I have something I want to bring up.
Would you restate that, please?
I added, and possible action directing board member, directing the SEPA board member.
I'm still not clear of what you're asking for there.
We're having a discussion and possible action, sending a letter to SEPA board member to request a vote to remove the SEPA board member. So we're going to have a discussion. We already got a letter in there, but I wanted to add, and possible action directing our SEPA board member.
Okay, we can't remove.
I know that, but that's going to come up under that discussion, but I wanted to be able to give directions to them.
We can have a discussion about it.
Yeah, and we can add.
Okay, we can amend.
Yeah, thank you.
Any other amendments? Conflict of interest. Item five, consent agenda.
I move to approve agenda items listed under consent agenda and those marked after 6A.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll call, please. Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Stowe.
Yes.
Wiederspoon.
Yes.
Stokes.
Yes.
Christian.
Yes.
McCloskey.
Yes.
And Mayor Jack.
Yes. Communications. There is none. Borough managers report.
One item, tomorrow, I believe, we will hopefully send out an election flyer on the proposition, and it's basically a factual document like we do for our bonds, what we did last year for the solid waste thing. So anyway, it hones in on the page of the budget, it talks about what a savings would be on, you know, between 7% down to how much the person paying would save, if, like on a $100 expenditure, some things like that. So there isn't too much more than that. It repeats the proposition, the actual, what's going to be on the ballot. And so anyway, that's, and I think that was discussed during the budget process. And I think Christie at the time brought that up, that that's very common to do a flyer. The state requires that in their various elections. So it was more education to the voter. So. And a couple other things, a couple projects that are finally moving along. Casiar Street, I know the people up there have been waiting a long time. We finally got the final approval on the monies that we needed to do the project. The design is done. I think Carla sent that off to DEC for approval. There's a couple little things we need to do, and then we hopefully can move forward and bid that out sometime either late this year or early, like in January. So hopefully during the spring thaw, they can start on that if everything goes well. So we've also been working with on Weber Street. Bill Willard has done a lot of work on that for getting all the right-of-ways, easement type things. And so I think those are all in the book. And the city will have to go up there, and I can't remember if it's in the upper or the lower portion, but do some water and sewer underground stuff before they start. But I think he's hopeful to be able to start on that project first thing in the spring and move forward on that project. So the pier out here that needed the upgrade for our new 300-ton lift, actually the company Pool Engineering that got that, they were very efficient in how they come in and did that. They were way ahead of schedule. There was one small change order, but it resulted more in something we did than they did. The way they were going to do that was going to come in a certain direction, and I don't know if we really realized that, so where we put the new restroom, we had to fill in behind it, and so then they had to come up with something different. So there was about a $4,800, $4,900 change order, and that was the only change order. It was more based on something that we did that didn't realize what they were doing. So other than that, it went smooth, it's completed, they did a great job, and so anyway, that part of it's done. We just got to wait till the machine gets here. So anyway, that's about it. And there's a written report also, but that's about all I have.
So, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
On your travel list, when is it scheduled again?
You know, I believe that the schedule is sometime in October. And I know there was a little change order that they did that will add a little bit of time to it, but I think that's my understanding. I think they were hoping originally that they could get it in August or September, but I think just it took a long time to kind of work the bidding part out because it is a foreign country, and we're working with them. There's some issues. It just took a little longer to get to the point where we could actually enter into a contract and move forward. So I'm pretty sure that's October is the month there. So
I just thought it meant was what we were discussing. So public could understand.
Sure. No, it's on the way and being built, and then they'll bring it over here, and they'll bring a person over to assemble it. I think they assemble it over there, disassemble it, bring it over here, and then he coordinates putting it back together and does all the training for both operations and the maintenance part of it. So hopefully all that will go well.
Any other questions? Thank you. Borough Clerk's Lot.
I have nothing other than what's in my report. Just a reminder, though, Monday, September the 16th, this next coming Monday, is the first day to absentee vote in person, by mail, or by fax. And Monday, September the 30th, is the last day to absentee vote in person, by fax, and by mail. And then, of course, the next day, Tuesday, October 1st, is the election, and that will be held at the Nolan Center from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Thank you. Item 10, Mayor Assembly Reports and Appointments. 10A, reports by assembly members. Do any of the assembly members have anything to report? Item 10B, appointment to fill a vacancy of seat A on the Borough Assembly. We have two letters of interest on this. One from Julie Decker and one from Kip of Alboa. What is the assembly's pleasure in this?
I move to appoint Julie Decker to fill the vacancy of the assembly seat E on the Borough Assembly until the next borough election held October 1st, 2013.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Wiederspin?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Well, I see Julie is in the audience, and I think you may as well get your feet wet if you can come up and be sworn in. We'll take a short break here for, to allow that. Next item is an appointment to fill a vacancy on the Planning and Zoning Commission. There were no letters of interest for that vacancy. 10D, appointment to fill a vacancy on the Economic Development Committee. There was one letter of interest on that, and that was from Rudy Briscard. What's the assembly's pleasure on that?
Move to appoint Rudy Briscard to fill a vacancy on the Economic Development Committee for their unexpired term up to until October 2014.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll roll, please.
Assembly members Wiederspin?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rudy. Kent E, appointment to fill a vacancy on the Parks and Recreation Board. No letters of interest received for that vacancy, so we'll continue to advertise. Item 11, persons to be heard. There's one person to be heard, Warren Edgley. Warren, if you come to the microphones, state your name and residence, please.
Warren Edgley, 209 First Avenue, Wrangell. As I told the people that were sitting at the table at the joint meeting, I'd forgotten my notes, and I didn't feel comfortable winging it, but I did mention a couple of things, and I understand Mr. Atkinson stated that Yeah, SEPA does own the Tai and Swan Lake projects. It's still false, and if you define the project as the land, the water, and the structures and equipment that has been installed there, yeah, SEPA owns that, but they don't own the water and they don't own the land. So the reason I said that is because they don't have the assets that will securitize general obligation bonds. They can't issue general obligation bonds. Anyway, the second thing was about the statement by Mr. Atkinson that SEPA paid the original premiums for Eureka Insurance. They didn't. At the time, the state was the license holder for the projects, and they also owned the assets. But when we divested from, or when the state divested the four projects, they divested them to a group called the Four Dam Pool Power Authority. That was made up of all the purchasing utilities in the Four Dam Pool. And at that point is when we stopped paying Eureka premium. So I don't see how SEPA feels or believes that they're entitled to this refund of about $250,000. That money should go back to Wrangell and Petersburg ratepayers. And the biggest concern on my mind is the unarguable fact that we need more generation capacity, and there's no rational plan to develop any. The principal issue, as I said at the joint meeting, is financing. The only option that SEPA seems to consider for financing projects are grants. That's not going to happen. Nobody is going to grant money to construct a revenue-producing project without getting their bond money or their the money from the for the loan or the grant back. You know, the Tai project and the Swan Lake project were bonded. It just so happened that that the state bond authority purchased the bonds, and since we created the projects and put them online and they were generating revenue, there's been a payment back to the state for their investment in these projects. We're still paying the bonded indebtedness for Tai and Swan. And another point I'd make right here is that the Swan Tai Intertie, we argued against it, or I did, because it doesn't generate any revenue. It's not attached to any project, but it still costs the ratepayers money to operate and maintain it. The energy all flows south anyway. There's nothing coming from the south to the north. Last winter, when we were in the middle of a cold snap, Tai began to bump up against its capacity limits, and that's another issue that we used to talk about, spinning reserve. We don't have any spinning reserve anymore. So that is not good practice. And our O&M agreement with SEPA requires that the projects be operated with prudent utility practice, is the term in the contract. Not having spinning reserves is not prudent utility practice. There's been some red herring information tossed out, but that's a subject that needs a lot more discussion and back and forth between you people and the SEPA people. somebody has to manage and operate the project. And SEPA, fine. But I asked the question, are you better off now than you were when the Four Dam Pool Power Authority was the governing body for the four projects? I asked that question to a Petersburg guy, and he said, oh yeah, where would you be without the refunds that SEPA has given you? But SEPA's refusal to pay non-net billable and Petersburg's refusal to pay their share of the non-net billable is really kind of backwards. You know, one of the things that benefits SEPA and all three purchasing utilities is the fact that purchases are made and paid for by Wrangell using their tax ID number. That benefits everybody. I don't think SEPA should be eligible for not buying things exempt from local tax. Anyway, that's another issue. These are only a few of the concerns and questions I have. There are lots of others. I urge the two assemblies to hire an independent consultant to help you understand what SEPA can and can't do. In the beginning, Wrangell and Petersburg had power attorneys, and Ketchikan was using a competent, reputable design and consulting firm called R.W. Beck. I've said this many times before, and I've got to say it again. There will be no significant energy development in Southeast Alaska, and therefore no economic development until the Southeast Intertie is a reality. And at this end, the Southeast Intertie should run from at least Juneau and AEL&P down to Bradfield, and when it gets to Thomas Bay, it can split. A main line at 285,000 volts can go to Bradfield, and a 69 kV line, which is what we have now, and which for some reason SEPA refuses to upgrade to 138 kV, which was the design and the original operating voltage, power could flow down through that and connect into the intertie at Bradfield. That would firm up power to Wrangell and Petersburg. You could get rid of your diesel generation. And it would also allow you to do maintenance that requires the project to be shut down without depriving Wrangell and Petersburg of electrical power. I've mentioned before what SEPA is and isn't. They aren't a utility, and they're not a subdivision of government. And that limits what they can do. They can't sell power to anybody but the purchasing utilities, and that's according to the long-term power sales agreement. And the long-term power sales agreement is the ruling document for SEPA's operation of the two projects. The only thing the long-term power sales agreement doesn't do is address the Swan Tie Intertie. But again, the Swan Tie Intertie produces no revenue, but it produces cost. It costs money to operate it, to maintain it, to do the brushing. The other thing is a little more political. Ketchikan is the power driving SEPA. Saxman has the FERC license to develop Mahoney Lake. That's a 10-megawatt project. Ketchikan has used all kinds of tactics to delay or prevent Mahoney's development. Why? It's not in their interest. And Mahoney can't be developed without a demand for the power. Ketchikan knows that, so they opposed putting the ore reduction from the Niblack project in Saxman. That would be a big power user, and it would provide a lot of jobs and a lot of economic development for Saxman. But Ketchikan made such a stink and was causing so much trouble, the developers decided, to hell with this. We're just going to import LNG from Canada. We'll barge it over to the project site and we'll haul it up to a generation plant we build ourselves. This is a bad deal. But anyway, that's another reason that Ketchikan and apparently the state, the AEA, which 20-some years ago I wrote a four-page letter to Hickel, who was governor at the time, and Wally wrote me back and said, boy, you've hit the nail on the head here. Why the AEA is going to fail? By the way, it was the APA then. They changed their name, I don't know why. But he said, politically we can't do anything right now, but we'll solve the problems as they occur. Well, they didn't solve any problems, and it took about 20 years, and the state legislature realized that they shouldn't be in the power generation business, so they decided to get rid of all their power generating projects. And to give the purchasing, five purchasing utilities credit, they said, well, we don't want them to sell these projects to just anybody. We should take them over. So I was involved in the divestiture, along with Dave Carlson and others. And we were successful. We got the state to not give us the projects for nothing. We still had to pay the bonded indebtedness for those projects. And we're still paying it. But the bonded indebtedness was down to very little. But Kodiak jumped the gun. When we divested, the five of us knew that the organization was going to be irrational economically. Kodiak was paying 40% of the revenues that accrued to the Four Dam Pool Power Authority. They didn't like that. And by the way, Rangel and Petersburg are in the same point now. Swan contributes about 60% of the revenues that go to SEPA. I mean, Tyee contributes 60%. But anyway, I guess the last thing I'd like to comment on is this item. G13G, I guess. It's discussion and possible action. That's obviously an item that James wanted to amend. I think sending the letter would be a really bad decision because it would confirm SEPA's assertion that they can get rid of a board member if they want to. I've never heard of such a thing. I've looked through the long-term power sales agreement, and I can find nothing in there that says SEPA or can get rid of a duly appointed representative of a purchasing utility. It blows my mind that you people would let them get away with that. You should, if nothing else, get an attorney, file an action in Superior Court, and get a judge's ruling. Maybe it's just a restraining order or whatever, but you've got to take control of SEPA. They're not regulated by anyone. Other utilities opted out of being regulated by the APUC. Wrangell Municipal Light and Power was one of them. Ketchikan is regulated by the APUC. If they want to raise rates, they have to go to before the APUC and justify the reason for the rate increase. You've seen ads in the paper talking about different utilities going to the APUC for a rate increase. Apparently, SEPA has no limit on what they can do with the rates. Anyway, that's all I had to say, and I hope you guys think about it. And I think you should give your energy committee some direction and maybe some funds to help them understand the issue, because they clearly, not all of them, but clearly the committee as a whole doesn't understand what's going on. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Next item is unfinished business. We have none. Item 13, new business, 13A, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, designating canvas board duties to three assembly members for canvassing the results of the regular election to be held October 1st, 2013.
Move to approve resolution 09-13-1285.
Okay. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Your Honor, just for the listening public, this designates the three assembly members to basically be the canvas board and attend the counting of the certification of election results.
Any other discussion? Call vote, please.
Assemblymember Stokes?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, discuss and possible approval of the revised Wrangell Medical Center bylaws.
Move to approve the revised Wrangell Medical Center bylaws as required by Wrangell Municipal Code 3.32.060.
I'll second it.
Can I hear a second?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I take it all the items were discussed and changed. And the concern you had last time has been notably changed.
These are the bylaws.
I think what he had talked about was the personnel.
Yeah,
the personnel.
Oh, that was the personnel.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this is the bylaws.
Okay. I just have one item on here. Is our city ordinance refers to the person in charge of the hospital as the administrator, and the bylaws refers to that person as a CEO. There could be a conflict there if the bylaws stated the first statement under that would be something to the effect that for the purposes of bylaws or whatever, the administrator of the hospital will be known as the chief executive officer. I'd have no problem with that, but it doesn't quite comply with the ordinances as I see it.
Is it?
Your Honor.
Yes.
This is Jameson, 612 Shimovia.
Would you come forward to the microphone, please? State your name and address.
Christy Jameson, 612 Shimovia Highway. I would just bring that to the borough attorney's attention and get advice from him on what to do and how to correct that. Thank you.
It might seem like a kind of picayune-ish matter, but we had some problems before because of that. Little items that were not quite correct and caused some big problems, and I would rather nip it in the bud right now and get it correct before we get to that point.
Mayor, I move to table this in until we get an answer.
Pardon?
I move to table this until we get an answer.
To defer it to the next
defer.
Meeting.
Defer, yeah.
Your Honor, I think we have to vote on the first
We have a
motion
on the floor already, so we have to take care of that unless the person withdraws your motion.
I'll withdraw my motion.
Okay. Now, would you can go ahead and make your motion.
I move to table this to the next meeting.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, poll roll, please.
Assemblymembers Decker?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.